And we want to say good morning to my friend and a lot of people's friends here in the Lowcountry. And I really, really appreciate him taking a few minutes to talk to us this morning here on the Morning Buzz. We say good morning to Mike Vec. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm gonna honestly confess, I've got a pile of tissues right here, and the holidays kind of make me a basket case anyway. You know, when grief and loss and that kind of stuff. And so today is December the 12th. It would have been Rebecca's 28th birthday, right?
Yes, that was her favorite day of the year. I mean, it wasn't Christmas, wasn't Easter. It was just she loved her birthday.
Why is that?
I think it was such a turning point for her. Each year she felt she was moving forward in the advancement of life. You know, she just kind of knew there was something great around every corner.
Well, the question I want to start with here with you, Mike, is just simply what everybody who's listening right now, who's known you, it feels like the whole Lowcountry is a friend to you in many ways. And how are you and Libby and your son Night Train? How are you guys doing?
I think we're as well as we could be expected. You know, there are days that you are crushingly sad, and then other days that you think about all the wonderful things that she is and was. So you balance out, and everyone has, you know, a Rebecca in their family. It's just learning to adjust to a life that's never going to be the same.
Amen to that. I guess what can you tell us about Batten's disease? A lot of people, you know, they knew over the years Rebecca and her struggles with the eyesight and the kindness beat blindness auctions that you did for many years at the Joe. And what can you tell us about Batten's disease? Because we're going to raise money for that tonight at the Joe at Rebecca Fest. But tell people about that disease.
It's a genetic disease of the nervous system, and it starts in childhood. The first symptom is actually losing your sight. But what fooled the doctors here was the fact that Rebecca never had a seizure until she was 22. So for 15 years, we raised a child who was losing her sight. And as she became a young woman, you know, she was more and more committed to raising money. But then 5 years ago, she had a couple of seizures, and we went to the University of Iowa, and Ed Stone diagnosed her in about 20 minutes.
And this is a disease of the nervous system, correct?
Yes. It's about equivalent to a disease of, you know, like Alzheimer's. It affects the muscles and it affects the brain, and it's a horrible thing. And she was the longest surviving by like 2 years. So her contribution of her organs and was terribly important to science.
Wow. We're talking with Mike Vec, and tonight is Rebecca Fest. And what is it that motivated you, inspired you, I mean, to do this? I know that when going through grief and loss, it can be so profound and traumatic to a family and to an individual that a lot of people just want to kind of stay inside and stay away from others. I know that I did for a very long time. And I'm just wondering, did going out tonight and inviting the entire Lowcountry to come out and give you a big group hug at the Joe for this Rebecca Fest, a celebration to honor her life. But it's I know it's got to be tough. And I'm just wondering, I mean, what inspired you to do this tonight?
Well, the fact is that Rebecca, towards the end of her life, stopped counting the beans, which she would count to mark the days until her birthday. And she was not the kind of person that you would do a funereal thing for. And we wanted to celebrate this remarkable, brave young woman. And so it's about her memory more than anything else. People say always from Charleston Hospice, which was tremendous, that you have to have closure. And this is our family's closure. I mean, this is the moment we hope that all the people who suffer, not just from this terrible disease, but all the heroes out there, the caregivers and the people who tough it out. You know, we misuse in our society heroes and warriors, and these are the people who really fight day to day and the people who take care of them. And Rebecca was one of those. And I think it cheapens her memory unless you celebrate what a meteor she was.
Well, you're right about one thing, Mike, and that is that Hospice of Charleston, they are angels. They are amazing. They did an incredible job with my wife when she was there, and we just can't salute them enough. And then, and you know, I remember in the movie The Warden, according to Garp, Robin Williams talking about, I'm going to mourn the loss of my mom for the rest of my life, but right now I want to be around as many people as possible who feel the same way that I do. And you know, you mentioned closure. I don't know if there's ever closure on something like this, because it's with you. And you talked about having good days and bad days. I would even shrink it down even more. There are good hours and bad hours. And you just never know what it is that spurs a memory, a feeling, evokes an emotion. What is it that you would like for people to know who are listening to this program and who will listen to this conversation that never got to meet Rebecca? What is it that you want them to know about your daughter?
Rebecca never complained. Rebecca never said, gosh, I'm blind, I have it tough. She just got up every day with a great attitude, and she touched people. She was like this cotton candy that engulfed. She would smile and have this very kind of sage advice. She was an old soul inside, but she was so joyous. And that's what the ballpark experience. She loved Charleston. She loved the Joe. And most of all, she loved people. She was non-judgmental. You know, obviously she was colorblind. So everybody was the same to her and yet different. And she loved our foibles, and I never knew what unconditional love meant, but she taught me a great deal.
Well, a lot of people would say, I think they know where she got that from her mom and dad. And
her mother, certainly.
Well, you have been Mr. Fun is Good for a long time, and you have been a good friend to me for a while, and we've jokingly referred to you as the Minister of Cultural Affairs for the Morning Buzz for many, many years here in the Lowcountry. But I know on behalf of everybody listening, we just want to say that our thoughts and prayers are with your entire family. And I know the holiday season can amplify and magnify sadness and grief and loss for so many people out there. But to celebrate her life and to honor her memory tonight at the Joe Rowdy Park is a wonderful thing. And I just am really... It's just really great to hear from you, Mike, and to talk to you. And I really don't even know what to say. Let me give you just the final word here, and just what you'd like for people to take away from the tragedy that you are going through, and the life that Rebecca lived.
This is an era, unfortunately, of silos. We're kind of like individuals all pulling in different directions. And my advice, and if Rebecca's life meant one thing, accept help. Extend help if you don't need it. But when you need it, like we do so desperately, accept it. There are people there who want to give. They don't know what to do, and you have to be gracious giving, but you have to be more gracious accepting. Rebecca, that's what she believed, and that's what she taught me.
Well, Mike, we love you, man. Please take care of yourself, and we'll see you at the Joe tonight. And it's just really good to talk to you, and we'll be thinking of you, buddy, and we'll be thinking of Rebecca. And just thanks for everything, and God bless Rebecca. And like I said, everybody wants to give you a big group hug, and so we're doing that right now here on the radio, man. So.
All right, baby. Thank you so much.
Mike, you take care, buddy. Okay.
See you tonight.
All right. There you go. Mike Vec joining us this morning here on The Morning Buzz.